Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
And now the story of how an email written by a Catholic Monsignor has triggered the filing of a discrimination suit against the Catholic Diocese of Worcester by two real estate developers who are gay. The businessmen allege that the diocese rejected their bid to purchase a church-owned mansion because of the possibility that the hotel the men planned to develop on the site would host gay marriages. WBUR's David Boeri has the story.
We were in the middle of negotiating. You negotiate, there's a bit of a dance that goes on.
Developer Alan Buray and his business partner and husband, James Fairbanks, were outside the Worcester Superior Courthouse, where they just filed suit. Buray was talking about the sudden crash this summer of their seemingly pleasant talks with the diocese about buying a 44-room mansion.
There's a bit of a dance. We never got to the dance because the dance partner left the room.
The dance partner was the Diocese of Worcester. And Wyatt left the room. Wyatt's broker suddenly told Buray and his partner it wasn't interested in dealing is the center of the simmering dispute.
They must have assumed, or were told, that we were gay, and therefore we would be gay magnets.
We never asked their sexual orientation and never knew it,
responds Gavin Reardon, the attorney for the diocese. But in a sensational act of inadvertence, when the broker for the diocese emailed the would-be buyers that there would be no deal, she attached an internal email she'd received from the Monsignor, Thomas Sullivan. Here's Alan Buray.
When I read the Monsignor's email, and he said, because of the potential of gay marriages there, we no longer want to continue with those buyers.
Actually, the Monsignor said even more. I just went down the hall and discussed it with the bishop, Sullivan wrote to the broker. Because of the potentiality of gay marriages there, something you shared with us yesterday, we are not interested in going forward with these buyers.
We did talk about weddings, but never gay weddings.
So the Monsignor's quoted as saying that you talked about gay weddings?
Absolutely not. Never, ever was discussed. It was not even in our heads at the time. We're thinking in terms of weddings, and we're thinking probably a more traditional, how do you maximize your business?
Back to the diocese, where the very public figure of Monsignor Sullivan made this last statement Sunday before his lawyer took over yesterday. Sullivan said his email was taken out of context. In any case, the developers, he added, didn't have the money to buy the property. His lawyer, Gavin Reardon.
The Diocese of Worcester views this as simply a failed real estate transaction where the buyers could not come up with the necessary money to purchase the property.
Well, I would ask the Monsignor to read his email, wherein he says, because of the potential
of gay marriages, etc., and only as a second thought does Sullivan add, I think they're shaky anyway. Columnist Diane Williamson, who broke the story for the Worcester Telegram and Gazette, says she heard the same thing in July from the Monsignor before his email became public.
It didn't seem like financing was a big issue at all. I don't think it can be clearer. He did mention, I think they're shaky anyway, but that seemed almost like a, by the way, I think they're shaky anyway.
The other partner, James Fairbanks, insists their finances were sound.
We were shocked. We were just shocked.
The two men accused the diocese of discrimination based on sexual orientation. In response, Reardon, the attorney for the diocese, has put down this line of defense, linked to the First Amendment.
The legal question is, do we have the right to refuse to sell the property for a use that we don't approve of, that the diocese would not approve of?
That use would be gay marriage, a position this diocese has been particularly aggressive in opposing. It even called for nearby Anna Maria College to rescind this year's commencement speaker invitation to Vicky Kennedy because of her support for gay marriage.
We thought that brides would really, really fall in love with this. Picture-rich, beautiful inside.
Fairbanks and Buray, who once studied for the priesthood, stand in front of the old, worn mansion they wanted to buy. It's in Whitensville, and it's called Oakhurst. Under its former name, the House of Affirmation, it has another, darker story associated with pedophile priests.
There's a lot of shame attached to that building as a result of the church.
David Lucon, the son of a man who was employed in this house, was victimized by one of those pedophiles. He reached a six-figure settlement with the church. The House of Affirmation closed as a result of financial scandal, amid reports of a sex ring involving the priest who was running it. Years later, Monsignor Sullivan has said, "We wouldn't sell our churches and properties to things that reflect badly on the church." These buildings, he said, are sacred to the memory of Catholics. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.